Well, good morning, friends, neighbors, country, fellow countrymen, and Abby.
And countrywomen.
Abby Lawson is sitting in the studios with me right now, and we're getting ready to talk cars.
Let's talk them.
Talk cars in East Tennessee. You'll be happy to know that a Chevy Tahoe just sold on Bring a Trailer. Let's see, what year is yours?
It's a 99.
99er. Okay. This one was a 99, but it only had 29,000 actual miles from new, and it brought $35,000.
Mine has 189,000 miles.
Yeah.
And it's a little worse for the wear.
Well, yeah, but it's getting better.
Is that one two-door?
Yes, two-door. It looks just exactly like yours. Abby has a black two-door Chevy Tahoe. And no, Chevrolet is not a cuss word in our house because Chevrolet sustained my family since 1932.
It was the first vehicle I ever wanted. I remember seeing one, and I thought, I want one of those someday. When you realize that that cars are mostly a choice.
Right.
And so I printed a picture off and put it on my little cork board in my bedroom.
It's like a goal.
It was a goal.
And an objective that you had.
I ended up buying one for $3,000.
But you have one, and she bought one, folks, and it smelled bad on the inside, but she still continued to drive it. I was shocked that you could even stand to ride in that thing. It smelled like dog.
Well, somebody had really big dogs in there at some point.
Maybe that's why.
Hair that was long and whitish gray. So,
well, that's all gone now because, folks, what we've done is we've stripped the entire interior out of this vehicle and put in a rubber mat. Now, when I ordered this rubber mat for her Tahoe, I thought that it would be custom cut for the Tahoe. But
yeah.
No, it is just basically like just a piece of carpet, you know, except it's plastic. But it will really make the interior nice, and it's all form-fitted in there. You know, that's always an option for you. If you have an old truck or something like that that has nasty carpet in it, instead of replacing that carpet, which could cost more, you can buy a rubber mat and, you know, if you leave it out into the sun, that's the key, Abby. You got to put it out in the sun and let it get soft, and then you bring it in and put it in the vehicle.
It's much better than trying to clean carpet that is never going to be clean.
Yeah, and it will never return to its original luster.
And I picked out my leather yesterday.
Okay, so tell them about that, how that works.
Well, we have a vendor up here at Gateway. If somebody buys a brand new F-150 or something, and it has every option they want, but it doesn't have leather, we call a company called American Radio, and they can come down here, and we have it's like a sample of, I mean, they have yellow leather.
Like swatches.
Swatches. Yellow, orange, red, about 7 different grays. So I had to go up there and match mine and pick which one. So
was it hard to find a gray that matched that gray?
It was because we needed to match it to an unfaded sample of my leather. And so Johnny, the technician, pulled up a piece of leather kind of that had been tucked up in the back of the vehicle, and we matched it to that. But,
you know, if you were going all original, It would cost a lot more, and it would be much harder to find, and you would have to have it all customized. But this is a company that will replace your entire leather interior for how much money?
It's about $1,200 for my tie. And they do a really, really great job.
Yeah, it's high-end.
I saw it on a 21 F-150, and the customer was actually a friend of mine, and they put black leather in his F-150, and he was so happy. He posted it all over his Facebook. He couldn't believe how.
Yeah, he's just easy to please, though.
Well, no, he was impressed. It looked so good.
Well, folks, this is an option for you if you have a vehicle that you want to hold on to and the leather's completely worn out. Then you can get it replaced with a very high quality leather. I think the company's called Catskins, isn't it? With a K.
Yep.
But that's the manufacturer of the leather, and then the company in Knoxville that comes up and installs it. They'll actually install it in your driveway. That's the cool thing.
Yeah, he drives down here and parks behind the dealership and pulls the chairs out and does it all right there.
And we have a lot of vendors that do that. So let's say that you have wheels that are damaged. You've curbed your nice new leather.
Leather.
You got
wheels.
Leather wheels, Abby? Nice new aluminum wheels. okay? Or if you have a hole in your fabric, you know, that you want to get fixed, or you have a star in the windshield, you
or
know,
a dent from a grocery cart.
Or a dent, you know, from a grocery cart, been to Walmart too many times. Or if you need leather interior, all of that can be done at Gateway, at my dealership. Mm-hmm. You just have to call me a week in advance, and we schedule an appointment for the following week. And, you know, if you have to leave something with me, I typically will loan people cars, or if you can, we'll show you the latest in hitchhiking techniques.
Yes.
You know, to get back home.
Well,
or Uber.
It doesn't have to be because your existing leather is destroyed. There are a lot of people that buy their car with cloth.
That's true.
And eventually want to put leather in it.
And we could do any brand.
Yeah.
You know, we're just a place where you get it done. We're not necessarily the people doing it.
All right, no.
And, you know, I'm not making any profit on this. This is something that you will pay directly. Well, you'll pay us and we'll pay them and you'll see the bill. So there's no markup. And isn't that nice of me? That's because you are a radio show listener. You get that little side benefit. So I'm getting ready to get the interior installed in my 1949 car hauling project. It'll be the most expensive car hauler in the history of
Did
the
you
world.
Consider red leather?
No, I'm not putting red. I'm going to put a kind of a darker saddle colored
nice.
Leather. I started to think about black. But anyway, folks, this is not something that you would get something American Radio to do. This is all custom. My door panels have to be made. My console has to be made. And all of that has to be color coordinated, you know, so that's not something for a you know, little radio shop in Knoxville to
well,
do. That
what
is done.
They do, they pull the, they have to know the year and the make and model of your
vehicle. Oh, yeah, because it's made in a factory.
Because, yeah, it's like, I don't know, it's fitted like a dress, you know, it is for that specific seat for the different sewing lines in your seats.
Oh yeah, and the stitching and everything's great, and you can get different color stitching in the fabric. Like if you want black seats with red stitching, they can get that. Did you know that?
Did I teach
you something just now?
You did.
Now my interior is all custom. It's going to be done by Speedway Interiors, which is just outside of, well, it's actually in Johnson City, but it's on 11E on your way to Jonesboro. So it's there on the left just before you get into Jonesboro. And they do a phenomenal job. And there's a waiting list. Like, you have to have an appointment. So I have a lot more work to do to my truck before it's ready to actually go in the shop. And if those guys do not get that done, I don't know what I'm going to do. Probably just cry. Anyway. I'm not going to cry right now. I'm going to take a commercial break. I'll be back in just a minute. Okay, we are back on this beautiful Friday morning, which, are we going to get rain today?
I haven't listened
to the weather report yet.
I hope not.
I don't pay attention much to weather reports. I don't trust them. No offense to you weather guys.
I look at the sky, and then I figure out, you know, it just mostly my hair
decisions. Your mom looks at her Apple Watch, and that's how she knows. And she tells me it's going to rain today. I said, what makes you so sure? And she says, because my Apple Watch tells me that. Hey, did you see where they came out with the all-new Apple Watch?
No.
Looks the same. But the guts are new, apparently.
What does it do differently?
It will actually monitor your blood oxygen level now. Isn't that timely with all this COVID stuff going on?
Is that called a pulse oximeter?
I have no idea. That sounds like a good name for it.
I used to put one of those on my baby's feet at night when they slept.
Yeah, that's true. They also came out with a new iPhone 13. And a new iPad. So I'm doing my best.
You love an iPad. I tell you. I don't have any use for an iPad. And you
I live on this thing. I mean, I would rather have it than a laptop. I will not buy another laptop computer. There is no need. Now, these things are just about as expensive as a Mac, you know. But, I mean, you can buy a laptop computer for, what, $250 now?
Oh, $300? Yeah.
But I wouldn't have anything made by Microsoft.
No, I wouldn't either.
Sorry, Bill Gates.
But you can't have Excel on your...
Yeah, you can. You can have Excel for Mac.
On an iPad?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'll work. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So I use it for research and stuff like that on my radio show. I look at one of my... You can actually see bringatrailer.com burned into the top of it where I've looked at it so much. You know, some of the things that... I guess the dollars that these cars are bringing right now is just unbelievable. couple years ago, we had a car show here on the lot, and some guy drove up in a 1968 Shelby Mustang GT 500 KR. That is a pretty special car. You know, Carroll Shelby was involved in it, so it means dollars. And it's a 68 Mustang with a big honking big block engine. Okay, so anyway, I asked him what it's a beautiful car, just gorgeous. I said, have you ever thought about selling it? And he said, no, I haven't had it that long, because he had bought it. I think he paid about $85,000 for it. And so I asked him, what do you think it's worth? He says, I think it's $120,000 to $150,000 car. 2 years ago, one just sold, probably not even as nice as his, on Bring a Trailer for $262,589. I just saw a 65 Ford Mustang Fastback, four-speed transmission, K-code, which means that it has the high-performance engine in it, sold for $68,300. Folks, that car a year ago even was maybe a $45,000 car. This is way better than money in the bank. And then to top it all off, here I've had all these Broncos and, you know, these old Broncos. I still have my 1970 model. I had a 72 that I sold, and then a 74 that I sold. Here's a 73 Ford Bronco. Now, it's different from mine just in one way. It's had a modern engine put in it. It's called a Coyote V8. That's a nickname for the 5-liter V8 that they put in Mustangs and F-150s. It sold yesterday for $190,000.
And it's not resto-modded or anything?
It is resto-modded to a certain extent. I mean, because it's got a Coyote V8. It's got a modern V8 engine. You know, it's got nice leather seats or leatherette. The interior looks just the same. But, I'm convinced if you put a Coyote in a watermelon, it makes it worth $50,000.
Wow.
And you can buy. So where do these engines come from? Well, there's two ways to get an engine like that. One of those V8s, you can get a crate engine, which would come from Ford Performance. Coyote's probably going to be anywhere. I can't remember. I looked not too long ago. I'm guessing $10,000 to $12,000. And then you can pick whatever transmission. If you want an automatic transmission, which most people don't want in these types of vehicles. Some do. You know, if they're older and they're going to be driving a lot and they don't want to push in the clutch because those can be a little heavy, they'll put an automatic in it. But the Tremec 5-speed and 6-speed transmissions, you can hook these up to these Coyote engines and just... It's amazing what it does to the value.
So is a Coyote engine always the same exact?
Yeah, it's a 5-liter V8. Yeah.
Okay.
And so, see, Chevrolet uses the LS engines, and those are engines that are in Camaros and mostly Corvettes. And those are very similar. You know, it's a multi-valve, fuel-injected engine that just has a lot of power, aluminum block. You know, it's just something that... You know, if you want to make sure, it's got to have an onboard computer, you know, so it's got modern emission controls and modern performance and stuff like that. So it's just a way to take an old car and make it drive more like a new car. Now, this is still a Bronco, and it's still going to bounce around like a Bronco, a bucking Bronco.
You said how much it sold for.
I did.
Did you?
$190,000.
That's a lot of money.
That's a whole lot of money. So if you've got one, if you got an old Bronco in your yard, if it's rusty, let's say that you've got an old car like a Mustang, Camaro, and it's rusty, you can replace just about every body panel now. I have a Mustang that I have run into that problem with. One of my radio show listeners, I bought it, and whole bottom out was rusted out of this vehicle, and so we had to order a whole new pan from the front to back. Now, used to you had to replace individual panels, you know, just small panels like where you put your feet, you would replace that. And then the transmission tunnel, you would replace that. But now you can replace everything. They make it from the factory. And it's not an easy job. I talked about it, I think, on the radio show a couple weeks ago. It is a lot of labor. Matter of fact, my labor bill will be more than the parts. The actual pan was $2,500, but just an amazing value for what you get. It basically turns it into a new car on the bottom. The top's going to look like crap, but the bottom's going to look great. So, you know, engine modifications. You know, if you've got an old car and you're thinking about fixing up the old 289 V8 or maybe an old 350 or 327 or 283 Chevrolet, you might want to think twice about dumping a bunch of money into that, especially if it's for resale, Abby, because cars with original engines don't sell as good as cars with modern engines do, old cars. You can, it's obvious. I can't make it more plain. So, now, such is not the case with Porsches and with some exotic, you know, European cars. You know, an LSV8 or a Coyote put into a Mercedes 220, you know.
Right.
Wrong crowd.
Yeah.
Wrong engine. You got to know who you're dealing with. I'll tell you something else that's really going up in value, folks. If you've got anything from a 1973 to a 1987 Chevrolet pickup truck, those square, they called them the square body trucks. I got so sick of looking at those trucks when I was a Chevy dealer. I just couldn't wait for them to come out with something new. And when they finally did in 1988, I was thrilled. But those things, you know, the square ones like your brother had.
Yes.
He had that that beige colored GMC Sierra. He got mad one day and punched a hole in the fender. No, he didn't. He hit it. He did hit it, though, didn't he?
I was there for that.
Yeah, you were there for that outburst. But anyway, he loved that truck. And it was just noisy and rusty and square.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and young people like that kind of stuff right now. Young people like squares.
He punched that truck because he was mad about something somebody did to me.
Oh, that's
how sweet.
Brotherly love.
I
Here is a 1974 GMC K1500 Sierra. It sold on bad, and it was a slightly lifted, you know, not modified, pretty much original. It sold for $12,000. You know, I saw one not too long ago that was that brought double that. Here's a 1972. Now, that's the body style before that. That's when we first became a Chevrolet dealer back in 71, so that's what we were selling, this body style. 1972 K10 Cheyenne 4x4. Long bed, regular cab truck. It brought $70,000.
Wow.
But they didn't sell it. It didn't meet the reserve. And if you look at this truck, you'd think these people are crazy. But it was an original 39,000 mile. I mean, it was a pretty much all original truck.
And 70,000 wasn't enough for them.
No. So originality matters a lot. If you've got an old car that has basic value, if it's original and low miles, that's going to bring big money. But the biggest money right now are in modifications that are well done. Now, you can't have Billy Bob, you know, down there in his backyard throw in an LS for you. That's probably, there's so many other things that have to be done right. Like the AC has to work, you know. The electrical system has
to be
right.
Billy Bob might be good, though.
Billy Bob could be good.
Yeah.
And I've got a couple Billy Bobs working for me. But
yeah,
I broke him in, though.
He's Billy Jean.
Yeah.
That's his name.
But I broke him in.
Yeah.
They do it our way. Sometimes that's better, usually. Well, anyway, this has been an interesting little dalliance into the auction world and what's valuable and what's not. We'll take our last break and be back here in just a minute. Okay, we're back. Speaking of hot rods, we got a little connection with the University of Tennessee. Tell them about it, Abby.
So all you Vol fans out there, I have a friend that works in the alumni office there.
Mm-hmm.
She reached out to me and said that they need an orange car to use in their statewide advertising for something that they are about to release to the public. And we just so happened to have just sold a 2021 orange and white Shelby GT500 to some people here in Greenville, and they've agreed to let their car be used in the advertising. And they also have a 55 Oldsmobile 88.
Yeah.
That is orange and white.
Oh, my goodness.
That they're going to take pictures of. So go,
so
Vols.
Why would the Vols want a car that's orange and white? I don't get it.
I don't know.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, that's their colors. That is their color. So anyway, I told you we were watching the game the other day, and I thought they had shrunk the T on the side of the helmets. Did I mention that to you?
You did.
I was looking at some film from previous years, and I was wrong.
Oh.
I was incorrect. I was somewhat insulted. You know who made the T as big as it is now?
I don't know.
Who changed the uniforms to make the T bigger?
I do not.
None other than Johnny Majors.
Really?
Yeah. I'll never forget the first day of one of the early days of my education at University of Tennessee. I was walking from my fraternity house to Glocker, to the business school. And I was just walking along, having my tennis shoes on and getting ready to go to class. And I hear this clip-clop, clip-clop, clip, and, you know, just the loudest, just heels, leather heels, dress shoes popping on the sidewalk. And I turn around and it's Johnny Majors. He was right behind me. Nice guy. You know, great coach, too, I thought.
I loved that, being at UT and being around, you know. There goes the entire lineman for the football team.
Yeah, yeah.
It was pretty neat.
We've had a very close relationship with the university. We actually gave them a car for over 20 years to drive, and we got a lot of good benefits, good trips out of that. Mm-hmm. They gave us four-season tickets. It's kind of like making a donation, and my last coach was David Cutcliffe.
He was nice.
And he is he drove our cars. Before that, it was a guy named Pat Washington. And Pat was the quarterback for Auburn back in when Bo Jackson was there. So he got to hand the ball off to Bo and throw passes occasionally. But he was a great guy, great coach. I'm not sure where he is now. I think he's at South Carolina.
I don't know.
Traitor. No. You know, those coaches get kicked out. There's no such thing as job security with a college football coach, is there?
There is not, unless you're
Nick Saban.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes a little bit of difference. Okay, folks, I've enjoyed this, and we will be back next week. I hope you all have a great weekend, and we'll see you then.